on this Thursday morning. It is JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski. We're right here on The Fan. And listen, Thursday, quarterfinals at the Big East in the ACC. One of my favorite days of the year because you got wall-to-wall action. This year it starts at 11:30 in the morning with the Big 12 games. And it's basically going until midnight. It's a great appetizer before the main event next week. He's been with us every step along the way. And now we got a little bit more clarity. So we welcome in the college sports extraordinaire from the New York Post, the great Zach Braziller. Zach, my boy, good evening, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, tomorrow is one of my favorite sports days of the year. It's not Selection Sunday. It's not the first day of the NCAA tournament. But it's right up there. I mean, it's always my, especially after last year, I'm trying to really soak it in and enjoy it. Because I think tomorrow's going to be a really fun day with some of the local teams and, a really interesting day at the Garden, I think.
You're not wrong about that. And especially thinking back to what happened last year, Zach, seeing big games at high noon, seeing Seton Hall taking on St. John's, it's going to be a ton of fun. Bro, do you remember a situation like this in the sense that these teams played final game of the regular season? Now they're playing the first game of the conference tournament where the ramifications and the stakes couldn't be any higher. I asked Mike Anderson about this yesterday, ZB, because, he's been around forever. He's coached a zillion teams. If he's ever had a circumstance like this, and he told me no. Have you, in your years of covering college basketball, you have one that kind of compares to this?
Not really. I mean, I feel like you have seen teams, play the last week of the regular season and then play the conference tournament. But this is so unique because it's the two locals, the two locals who, have played. It's amazing. This is going to be the fourth time they've played in the Big East tournament. They haven't played each other since 2002. I mean, and, I guess it kind of does make sense because for a while, neither team was any good. And so they were, usually not in the tournament very long, and they'd have low seeds. And now, Seton Hall the last 5 years has been good, and St. John's really hasn't, except for, maybe 1 year here and there. And now they're both kind of, I feel like they're kind of starting to head in different directions. I think Seton Hall is kind of on the way down. They're going to be rebuilding next year, and St. John's could be very good next year. They're a young team, and tomorrow is obviously a monster game. I'm a little surprised Seton Hall's favorite, especially with Pasha Alexander coming back. But it's going to be very, very, very interesting.
I feel the exact same way you do. I saw that opening line. I was stunned, Zach. They just overcame an 18-point deficit the other day. They got Pasha Alexander coming back. They played better down the stretch. To me, St. John's should be favored going into this game. Zach, I haven't liked what I've seen out of Seton Hall at all over the last few weeks. How can I expect Seton Hall to just flip a switch and play better basketball when they're losing to the likes of Georgetown? They lose that game the other day to St. John's. They've played really poorly.
Yeah, I mean, look, St. John's really hasn't gotten a lot of respect from Vegas all year. The one game they did, home for DePaul, they obviously laid an egg. So I'm shocked because the odds makers really haven't bought into them all year. But I completely agree. I mean, Seton Hall has not played well for 3 weeks. They've lost one in a row. Even before that, they played Marquette at DePaul at home, and they could have lost either one of those games. This is a team that right now is a bit soft, which is very surprising for a Kevin Willard team who's usually are tough. They play good defense. They're gritty. I mean, they look like they're ready to tap out in the second half against St. John's last Saturday. If the game is slow paced, I do think that will help Seton Hall. I just don't think they have the guard play that can control that St. John's pressure that can handle it. I'd be surprised if St. John's doesn't win this game.
Okay. We're talking tournament chances for either one of these teams. Zach, I'll throw this scenario at you. St. John's Seton Hall winner makes it to Saturday night, loses to either Creighton or UConn. Are they in the tournament?
I think they should be. I really don't know. I think it really is going to depend on some other things that happen, but I definitely think they should be. I think this league should get four teams.
Well, and it's got to help, Zach, with Xavier losing tonight. If Xavier makes the NCAA tournament, they're drunk. I'm sorry. You lose to Marquette and Butler in back-to-back games with your season on the line, you cannot be in the NCAA tournament, my friend.
And just think about this. They've won two games on the road all year, and one of them was in their own city when they beat Cincinnati, who wasn't very good this year. I even before they lost today, I didn't think Xavier belonged in the tournament. You also look at the fact that, you know, they only played 13 games. They didn't have to play Villanova at all. They didn't have to go to Seton Hall. You know, they only played UConn once. They didn't have to go to UConn. So they had a cupcake Big East schedule. Really, they shouldn't have even been deserving of a bye, in my opinion. But that, you know, even though obviously they didn't get one, but like they were eligible for one. You know, but I don't think Xavier belongs. I think if the winner of this game gets to Saturday, they should be in the tournament. You know, the Big East gets hurt because a few of their teams didn't play non-conference, so Butler should have a better net rating, but because they really didn't play non-conference, it's not better. Same thing kind of with Georgetown. So the Big East has got hurt by COVID for some of their teams getting shut down, and I do think the committee ultimately, if one of these teams gets to Saturday, will, you know, send one a fourth team, even if it's just the first four.
Okay. As far as who's winning this tournament, there are a lot of UConn fans listening to the show. I think they're playing the best basketball out of anybody in this conference. And what a way to come back to the Big East than going and winning a Big East tournament. You like UConn to get it done?
Yeah, I picked up the paper. They're playing great. They have terrific depth. They defend. I mean, James Booknight is a terrific player. Nationally, I don't even know if people realize quite how good he is. He's going to be a top 10 pick. But I think UConn is considered too much of a favorite almost. Creighton's really good. I know the whole stuff with the coach, but that's still a really good team. I mean, their entire starting lineup scores at double figures. They did sweep UConn, you know, did beat them once with Booknight in stores. I think that will be a fantastic game because let's be honest, both these teams basically have layups tomorrow night now. I'd be stunned if either one of those games was even competitive. So you're going to see two rested teams Friday night in the nightcap. That just should be a phenomenal game.
Our main man, Zach Brazil of the New York Post. It is championship week, Big East tournament quarterfinals. Later on, a biggie between St. John's and Seton Hall. And Mr. Braziller, well, what do you know? It is the middle of March, and Syracuse is right where they normally seem to be. Smack dab on the NCAA tournament bubble. How surprised were you with that beatdown at the hands of NC State?
Yeah, I mean, I've been surprised at really what they've done the last few weeks. I didn't think this team was very good, and they've really played well. You know, there's no question about it. They've had some really nice wins. They're playing consistently. To me, they got a huge break by not having to play Florida State, and they get overrated Virginia, you know, tomorrow. If I'm a Syracuse fan, I'm ecstatic about that game.
Virginia than Florida State. I agree with you there. Are they a live underdog in that game, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Virginia's that good, number one. If you look at their schedule and who they beat, they're really, to me, people list them as a 4 or 5 seed. I think they're a soft 4 or 5 seed if they do get at the NCAA tournament. Their resume isn't as good as their net rating is, and we all know that net is an absolute, you know, who knows day-to-day what it's going to be. Yeah, I do think they are, and I'm ecstatic because Florida State's not going to lay another egg. I think they're going to hammer Duke tomorrow. They're not going to follow up that performance on Saturday with another bad one. I think they're going to win the ACC tournament. So, yeah, I think Syracuse has a shot. And to me, if they win tomorrow, they should be in the tournament. Now, I don't understand why you have people like Lenardi already putting them in. I don't think they deserve to be in yet.
Well, I think that's the bubble. You know what I mean, Zach? Like, when he puts them in, he's not putting them in saying they're a lock. You know what I mean? I think he's putting them in over a team like Xavier. And I think we're comparing those two teams. I would agree. Syracuse should be in over Xavier.
If you're in the ACC and you have a heartbeat, Joe Lenardi's putting you in the tournament, though. If you also have to remember that.
Hey, that is fair. And we saw Duke in the first four out for the last couple weeks. But here's my caveat to that, Zach. Listen, I know the ACC is not the league they've been in years past. But when you go through the bubble, Zach, who are you putting in the tournament?
I mean, that's fair. But why does Duke, who was off his radar, they win a game today against an absolutely overrated Louisville team, and he bumps them over both St. John's and Seton Hall already.
Well, that makes no sense. I agree with you on
that. Well, he did, though. He did.
But here's the one thing, though. Zach, if they beat Florida, but here's the problem. You don't want him in the tournament. I don't want him in the tournament. Let's make that perfectly clear. I don't want to see
them. They don't deserve it. It's not about whether I want them in or not. I mean,
well, I'll say it, though. All right, deserve, fair. I specifically don't want them in. I'll make sure I correct myself there. That's okay. I don't want Duke in the tournament. I have to say, though, Zach, if they beat Florida State tomorrow, I have a very bad feeling that if they make it to Saturday night, because that first four is going to be Thursday night nationally televised, you want to get people watching on Thursday night, put Duke there. Wouldn't surprise me.
You want to give me Syracuse St. John's.
Hey, wouldn't that be a lot of fun? Can we make, I will take that right now. If we get Syracuse St. John's Thursday, that would be wild over the next few days, dude. Wild.
Or how about this? If Seton Hall got shot, give me Syracuse Seton Hall. Those coaching staffs can't stand each other.
Is there bad blood between Willard and Bam? What's the bad blood in reference to there?
Well, Torian Thompson. You remember the whole
thing? Oh, I remember Torian Thompson. I didn't know caused a major rift with Willard and Bam. I didn't know that.
Oh, they didn't. Yeah, they did not like each other.
Ooh, I like that. I like when we have a little dirt and a little bad blood here in the NCAAs. That makes the games far more
intriguing. But going back to like AC, like that's my issue. Like I get there aren't a lot of teams, and you know, obviously we have no Ivy League this year. But you know, Duke wins one game over and that's another thing. Louisville, I don't know why they're
safe. They shouldn't be a lock. I agree with you, Zach.
Look at their resume. It is not very good. I mean,
it's very comparable to Syracuse's. And yet Syracuse is on the last four in list, and Louisville all of a sudden is safely in the tournament? No. Ridiculous.
Well, they have a net of 52, and it's going to go down a lot when they're updated after that, you know, just abysmal performance today. I just don't think the ACC deserves eight teams.
My caveat is, who are you putting in? Okay, Mount West. Because the Mountain West may determine a whole lot with the bubble. We know San Diego State, no matter what, is in the tournament. How many teams, realistically, is the Mountain West getting in?
I mean, to me, any more than two is ridiculous.
Zach, you're making my point, though, with this bubble. If they're only going to end up taking two, I agree with you. This bubble stinks, bro. It's not good.
Okay, well, my point is, though, that a fourth Big East team that has to be in the tournament, granted St. John's or Seton Hall gets Saturday night.
I agree with that. I am 1,000% lock and step agreeing with you. If they get a team that beats Villanova and beats whoever on Thursday, I'm putting them in the dance. I'll put them in the first four, but I'm putting them in the dance.
What if Villanova loses to Georgetown? Let's say St. John's beats Seton Hall and Georgetown and loses like a 10-point game to UConn. They in?
I, for one, would still put them in a tournament. I don't know if they will.
That's just my argument is, I'm not saying that St. John's would have a great resume. I don't need to see eight ACC teams or nine ACC teams or three or four Mountain West teams. I think the Big East has really been hurt with, you know, their schools were, you know, most of these schools come from blue states and they were very, you know, and one positive test they're shutting down, unlike some of these other leagues, and that really hurt their net rating because the less wins you have, the less non-conference games you play, hurts you. So I think, you know, if St. John's was a 67 net rating, if it was a normal year and you had teams like Butler and Georgetown have the net rating they probably should have, then maybe St. John's is in the low 50s, high 40s, but it's, you know, they've kind of been hurt by the fact that the Big East, some teams didn't play full non-conference schedules. That's, you know, that's my point. And I think it's going to be interesting. I've been talking to a few people. I think you're going to see one or two teams in the tournament that they'll be expected, and I think you're going to see one or two teams out of the tournament that they'll be expected. I think there are going to be some surprises because the limited non-conference schedule is going to, you know, I think it is going to make them kind of maybe not weigh the net as heavily as maybe in past years.
Okay. Give me a bid stealer. Don't give me Duke. Forget about that. Don't give me the team that's playing the 4-5 St. John's, Seton Hall. They're on the bubble. Give me a bid stealer that you would keep your eye on over the next couple of days.
Man, I don't think you're getting any big bid stealers in these big leagues unless you think the Paul's running the table here.
What about Kentucky, Zach? Can you see Kentucky making a run in the SEC?
I can't see it.
Me either.
Not that I think the SEC is that good. I just think Kentucky hasn't proven they can give you more than one good, really good game in a row. You know, I don't see it with Kentucky. Obviously, the two A-10 teams who are going to play in the championship are both should both make the tournament. Big 12, I don't see a big sealer. Obviously Notre Dame lost tonight, so that changed. You know, if I thought maybe if they could get on a run, maybe that there was a chance there. I don't know if you're going to really see one because the sport is so top heavy. I mean, maybe a Big Ten team makes a big run. That Indiana or Minnesota, maybe we see that. I mean, that I guess that could be possible. I just think the top of the Big Ten is too good. You know, I think with some of these smaller conferences, where whether it's the WCC or the A-10, I think kind of the bubble team should be kind of relieved a little bit.
Final one, Zach. Appreciate the time. Rutgers, what's your expectation for them? They got Indiana. That's a game they should win later on tonight. Do you want one win out of Rutgers? Do you want two wins out of Rutgers? What do you want to see from them out of the Big Ten tournament?
I mean, I've seen nothing from this team since December that makes me think they can win more than one game. They have one win over a team that people think is going to make the tournament since December. That's Michigan State at home. You know, I think they'll beat Indiana, and then I think Illinois will beat them by 50. Unless all of a sudden the fact that people think they're in the tournament is going to be this huge pressure, reliever, and all of a sudden they're going to start playing like they did in December, I just can't see it. I mean, look at some of the teams they've played in the last 2 months, whether it's Iowa, whether it's Ohio State, Michigan. They really haven't, come close in a while to beating a good team. And, I mean, Illinois, on no rest, that's a steep hill to climb.
Zach Braziller, check out the outstanding coverage in the New York Post, all things college basketball. Zach, did you enjoy that Met 27-ounce celebration today? You got a good laugh out of that one?
All I know is at this time last year, we were miserable. I saw that, and people were making jokes, and I was like, okay, because at this time last year, we were headed into a dark, dark period of sports. No March Madness. Obviously, baseball starting late. I actually wrote a story into tomorrow's paper, kind of a look back at that bizarre day at the Garden when St. John's and Creighton played a half. And, I'm going to the Garden tomorrow. I'll be sitting way up top. There'll only be about 800 people there. And you know what? I don't even care. I'm gonna enjoy it because after last year, I think it's great that we had a season. It's great that we're gonna have conference tournaments. It's great we're gonna have an NCAA tournament. And, it's nice after everything we've been through the last year.
Hallelujah, my friend. Enjoy it at the Garden. We will chat soon, okay?
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
There you have it. That's Zach Braziller over at the New York Post. Very spirited. Zach, taking on the mantle of the Big East. And listen, one of those teams gets to Saturday, I'll put them in the NCAA tournament. If they don't, they're on the outside looking in.